Alrighty, it's time to make more money, coaches and service providers, because I already know that you are like the bomb.com at what you do, and more than likely, you are not making the money that you either deserve and or desire, right? A lot of times we all deserve more, right? Like, especially as women, we work very hard, harder than we probably should. So we all deserve more, but sometimes we don't, and I do this like in air quotes, we don't desire more at the moment. And there's like blocks around that. Like, you're good at like 10K months. And so you're not really desiring more out of fear. So there's some money blocks there. So that's why I say deserve and or desire, because I want it to be both. And that's when it can get like really, really powerful. So I've got some powerful tips to help you. But just know that we've got to work through like some money mindset as well for this to work beautifully. So I just want to like preface with that. Like, I'm going to give you three solid tips, but just know that like we equally get to work on our money mindset in the process. I always love how Canadians say process. They say process. It always feels like fancier. So maybe I'll be fancy and say process. And that is not like a dig. I truly love how they say it. Okay. So the first one is something that we don't think about a lot. But seriously, if you spent 30 to 90 days doing this, you could increase your bottom line ridiculously. And it also be like ease, flow, and fun. From a place of ease, flow, and fun. So I want you to think about Disney, for example, and then I'll give you what this first one is. So Disney is able to charge what they're able to charge, not just because they said so, right? But because they're the best, right? They not only have claimed to be the best, but they've also shown that they're the best, by giving you a great experience, right? And so there was one point in Disney's history of their business where people did not know how amazing Disney was. So that's probably where you are at right now. Enough people don't know how amazing you are yet. And so there's this gap of knowledge between you and somebody that wants to buy from you, right? And so when you can take a step back and like, we're so focused on like new clients, however you label your people, students, etc. But this is the one thing that I want you to think about. How can I up level my client experience? This is from getting them great results, stronger communication, more support in a way that doesn't feel like you're overdoing it outside of the scope, but like just really like deeper love, attention, experience. Like, how can you make this so unique, so irresistible that people that are already paying you, that are just like already love you, but they're just like, whoa, this is amazing, right? Like, it was already amazing, but now it's even more amazing. Like, I want you to get so obsessed with your experience that it just gets better and better and better, and people never want to leave. This will not only create amazing retention, but equally it will create people that become your raving fans, that they're like literally promoting you 24/7. It's kind of like when you go to an amazing restaurant and you have an amazing experience, you promote without ever getting paid. A lot of people that go to Disney are posting constantly of Disney, right? Because of the experience that they create. And most of those people are not getting paid by Disney to do that, but they have such an amazing experience that they feel compelled to talk about Disney all the time, right? And then they go and like buy all the swag. And again, they're still not getting paid. So they like become these most like juicy, delicious, raving fans that Disney has replicated over and over and over to create a very amazing, thriving empire, right? Who's to say that you can't do that for your business, right? Like, yes, Disney has more resources, but at one point they didn't, right? And so when we can do this for like a 30 to 90 day time frame, then we can just like tweak and refine it going forward. But like, I guarantee you, if you spent more time refining your system for client experience, for client results, you literally, it would be a game changer for you, a game changer. And some things may sound so basic, but everyone learns in different ways. They're coming to you. They said yes to you, which is a really valuable thing to remind yourself of, because in today's world, like, that yes is so powerful, because people are getting even pickier and more mindful of who they say yes to, what amounts they're saying yes to. So please don't take that lightly, that like they said yes to you for a very special reason. And it's not just because you're a nice person. They see something in you that they desire and they want to get it, right? And so if they're being, let's think about it this way. If it's feeling like friction to communicate with them, if it's feeling like there's friction to get them results, 9 times out of 10, we're not communicating in a way that's effective to them. They're busy. They have a special learning style, right? So we really want to understand who we're working with, and remind ourselves that like they came to us because this doesn't come easy to them, right? Like think about if you do marketing for people, they're paying you because they don't like marketing. They don't understand it. It's a different language to them, as where to you, you love it, you live it, you breathe it every single day. And sometimes we can get like frustrated by people because we're like, ah, why does this feel so hard? Whether you're teaching them how to do things or you're actually doing it for them. We just get to like take a step back and like look at it from their lens and remind ourselves of like, okay, they're coming to us because they see us as the expert. And so this doesn't come so easy to them. So like maybe the pace needs to be different. Maybe the communication style needs to be different. Maybe we need to set clear, defined goals so everyone's on the same page. This all is embodying the client experience and up-leveling it. And so I just want you, before we add more people, let's think this through. Let's put some time and energy into it. And really refine it, up-level it, make it feel so good. This is not only going to boost their confidence in you, it's going to boost your own confidence. That way, when we go out and sell more, you're like, this is the bee's knees. Like, this is the best thing ever. Like, people are raving about it. They are so happy, right? Like, I don't want you to obviously, like, go over and above, like, what the scope of the work is, but, like, it doesn't, like, sending like a small welcome gift, for example, means so much to people, like more than you even realize. Like this is something that I have done for years. I shout people out. I do touch base calls with them. I do surprise bonuses, like to keep the energy alive in my programs, right? Like more than they probably realize, like I'm doing things to keep the energy alive to help them get better results. I am constantly learning. I'm getting certified as an ADHD coach because of our client experience. We're attracting so many neurodivergent people, myself included, that I really want to, even more than I already do, deeply understand who they are. How can I help them even more get better results, right? People want results, but they're human, right? And so instead of getting frustrated because people, you know, are going slower than you want, they aren't communicating in the way that you want, or they're even like leaving, just take a step back and look at it from their lens and look at it from a sense of like, okay, I'm going to learn from this and make it better. And just know that like, you're also human. Like there's no shame in any of this. Let's just get better. So that is number one. Number two is, there's so many ways that you can serve people that are already spending money with you. And if we just had like seriously like a check-in call with them of where they're at, their goals, what is like frustrating them. This sounds wild. That's kind of a sales call, right? Like without it being a sales call. And how we can do this in a very ethical way is say like, hey, like based on everything that you said, here's some like quick love and support. Hashtag value, right? Like give them some value and then say like, I really think that like based on what you told me today, the areas that you're sharing that you're still feeling frustrated that are out of the scope of our work or out of the scope of this program, we still could support you. Would you like me to send over some options, AKA a proposal, right? That is consent-based selling, right? The call itself is serving, right? Checking in with people. And then whatever is revealed on that call, we can obviously, you know, give an invitation of like, would you like me to send some options? Would you like me to send a proposal? 9 times out of 10, that person's going to be like, please, right? And then from there, what I want you to do is say, okay, I will have that in your inbox by XYZ date. And then if you would like to, we could schedule a second call to like go over your options and then go ahead and like take these things off of your plate to help you. You know your clients so well, and there's probably so many areas that you can serve and support them that could actually be getting in the way of them getting results with whatever they're doing with you right now. And so by just a simple question of like, would you like, you know, would you like us to take these things off of your plate? Would you like us to send you a proposal, some options? I love the word options because who doesn't love some options? It's kind of like when you go to a restaurant and you order off of a menu. Like, don't you love looking at a menu and being like, what am I in the mood for today? And then when you go back to the restaurant again, you may get something different. I have a hungry baby, I'm sure. You're getting mom life at its finest. So that is number two. You're leaving so much money on the table, and more than just money, like your person is stressed, right? And so if they're already spending money with you, it's going to be a way easier yes for them to want to continue to work with you, especially when you do number one first, okay? So these are in order of importance. And then the last one is for new people, okay? Hopefully you can hear me when I climb back here. You may see, if you're watching live and not on our podcast, you may see my booty here in a second. So hold on a second. There we go. Come here. It's okay. There we go. There we go. Yes. Okay. Here, I'm going to move you. Welcome to car life with Nelly and Boone. So the last one is paid trials. So if you are a coach, this could be literally like they get to come into your container, like wherever you're coaching for the day, for the week, for the month, but it is paid. You could do paid one-on-one calls. That works really, really well. And we can make this such a no-brainer for people that it's like silly for them to say no. So it probably is going to be lower than what you would normally charge, but that grabs their attention and they're like, this is silly, not for me to do. Okay. And we want it to be paid because when they have skin in the game, it attracts a whole different vibe of a person. They're more serious than curious. And if you're a service-based person, we could do a paid audit on their website, or let's create some content for them. So you're basically taking one piece of what you could do for them and putting it in a paid trial. And the great part about this is then you can schedule like a follow-up call to say like, how did that help, right? Like, what else could we serve and support you with? Would you like to see some options, right? And it just opens up the door for people that are serious. And a lot of times people are following you. They know you, they like you. They even probably trust you. And why they are not buying yet is they just don't know where they fit in. And they're so busy that they have decision fatigue for their whole entire life, right? Like, what's for dinner is like one of the biggest stressors in most women's life of like, oh my gosh, if I get asked that question again, right? So they're making decisions so often, like literally hundreds upon thousands of decisions every single day in their business and in their life. So they're burnt out by making decisions. So they keep seeing you right on their social media feed, but they just don't know how they fit into your world. And they just don't have enough energy to be like, let me figure this out. So the paid trial is a very easy, do I want this or do I not, right? And it's not a long-term commitment, because also when somebody sees something and they're like, ooh, I like that, but it's like, ooh, it's a year contract, or it's a 6-month contract, or it's this amount of money. Even when they want it, they're just like, it's more decisions, right? They have to go and look at their budget. They have to go and like think about their schedule, right? It's still so many decisions. So when they can do a paid trial with you, whether it's a call, it's coming into the container that you're teaching in, or you're doing things for them, or a little bit of everything, like you could make a really like sweet combo of all of those things together and like bundle it all together. Like, who doesn't love a good bundle? And you could even limit it for a certain amount of people to like drive urgency. I'm just giving you all the juicy ideas here. You're welcome. And so from there, it's an easier yes. And then we want to get them a result. Okay. When they can get a result, like they're on one of your calls and they're watching and you're dropping so much knowledge and they have this like the biggest epiphany ever. That's a result, right? If you create content for them and then they take that one piece of content, like maybe you created 20 pieces of content for them, but then they like put one out on social and they got a new client, like obviously we can't control that, but you are good at what you do, that it's probably going to create something like that. Then they're going to be more inclined to be more interested in other things, right? It builds a stronger belief in them that they're like, okay, I want to spend the energy making a bigger decision of how this person can help me more, right? It's kind of like with health and fitness. When you lose 5 pounds, you're so much more inclined to want to lose 10 pounds, or if your goal is something else, right? So it's just like getting that momentum with people. That is the hardest part, but literally when we can become obsessed with it is like one of the most powerful things that you can do. Okay. So I want you to think of those three, client experience. Number two is more services for current clients. And then number three is paid trials. All right. Let me know which one you're going to work on. And I love you. Make it a great day. Don't forget that you deserve to be wealthy. Now let's desire it.